Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Patty Conklin Show. Thank you so much for taking time to tune in. If you're live, thank you. Thank you. If you are listening on podcasts, we appreciate you so much. I know it goes all around the world, and we just appreciate you so much in joining us for a variety of topics. So happy you're here. Today's guest is one of my favorite people, and we've known each other, gosh, for over 20 years now, probably closer to 25, and she's into so much right now and doing so many different things that I wanted to have her on because I know that you'll be interested in what she's doing and her perceptions and all that good stuff, and so I'd like to welcome Lisa Coffey to the show. Lisa, thank you so much for being on.
Well, thank you, Patty. I love spending time with you, so this is perfect.
It's perfect. So I was going to print out your bio, and then I thought, nope, I'd like the audience to hear live your bio. Tell us about you.
Okay, well, I'm an author. I've written 17 books. Can't believe it's 17.
Wow.
I'm working on another one, too. And I'm also a songwriter, so I have two albums out that I have a producer I work with, and then we get different vocalists. So I don't sing, but I do write the songs, and it's in the new age pop genre. And what else? And I wrote a movie, which we're trying to get produced, and I wrote a rock opera, which we're trying to get produced on Broadway. And I have an email newsletter, so I do articles and everything, and I'm on social media, and I'm a Vedantin, which means I go to temple a lot. I love it. It's a kind of Hinduism. And so, I mean, lots of different things. I'm vegan.
I remember that. So what... I know you've been writing songs lately, and you've gotten some attention with those songs. Talk to us about the whole songwriting and the producing and what's been happening with that genre, because I think we touched on that maybe 8 years ago when we talked on air.
I mean, time goes by so fast, it's just a thing.
Crazy.
So actually I started songwriting when my kids were little. So that was, my oldest son is 38 now, so I had my own children's record label, and I was very concerned about the music that they were hearing on the radio when they were driving around in the car, you know, and I didn't want them singing like a virgin, you know, Madonna and everything like that, But the kids' music was just so boring, and it didn't say anything. I mean, what does E-I-E-I-O mean? Why am I having them memorize these words, right? So I thought, way better to have them memorize some great affirmations and spiritual lessons, and I didn't find anybody that was doing that in the field, so I just started writing them myself, and I found a producer and an arranger and a, you know, composer. And we put together a series called Positive Music for Today's Kids. And it was really fun because we ended up doing music videos, which aired on Nickelodeon and the Learning Channel, Discovery Kids. It was really popular, so it was good. Oh. But then my kids started growing up, and my vocalists went off to Broadway to become big stars, and I just kind of you know, me with my ADD said, okay, what's next? So I didn't do any music for a long time. But then after I wrote Song Divine, a new lyrical rendition of the Bhagavad Gita, you know, Song Divine comes from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita literally means the song of God. And right. when it was written in Sanskrit, it was written in rhyming verse. And you could memorize it easily because it was like singing a song. However, when you translate the Sanskrit into English, all of that is lost, like gone, like,
oh wow.
It's like blah, bitty, blah, blah, blah. It does nothing right. So I basically translated it into English rhyming verse. And while I was doing this, I kept hearing the rhythm and the tune kind of in my head. So yeah. I wanted to set it to music. So then that's how I got back into songwriting. And I have this friend, Vito Grigoli, who's a composer and a producer, engineer. He does everything. And so I got with him on it. And he was just like, wait a second, how are we going to tackle this? I mean, each chapter is a song. That's the way I wanted to do it. And he goes, yeah, but this chapter has 70 verses. A song has like three. What are you going to do? So it was really a process of trying to distill the messages down and choose the proper verses. And, you know, we didn't make them 3-minute songs. They're all like 5-minute songs. Some of them are 8-minute songs, but that's why I think it's going to be a rock opera and not just like hear it on the radio, because the songs are too long to play on the radio.
Right.
But they're all really good. So that's how
wow.
I got back into songwriting. And then, so we've been promoting that. That actually, we wrote a lot of it during the pandemic, which was really interesting. And I got Sonu Nigam, who's this huge pop star in India, to
uh-huh.
sing one of the songs for us. And he was going to sing the rest of them, but then the pandemic came and we were all locked down, so we couldn't do it. So we just kind of, you know, powered through and did it with really good vocalists that we knew. But then after that was all done, I was like, oh, I really love the songwriting process. So I came up with this other idea where I took poetry and verses from great sages from throughout time and cultures. So like Mirabai and Rumi and Vivekananda and Masarada and all these people. And I wrote like the lyrics based on their writing. So I turned it into verses and choruses based on their writing.
Oh, wow.
And each one has a really cool theme. And we titled the album We Share the Moon. And that's based on one of Masarada's poems. And it's just so beautiful. And then this album is very much like radio friendly because each song's like 3 minutes or so. So
uh-huh.
We call it New Age Pop. And so there's this radio station called New Age Notes, and they really promote the New Age music industry. And
yeah.
they have this big awards ceremony type of thing. And we won Best Album, and we won Best Song.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was, like,
wow.
really good. So Best
That's
Album.
Major.
The,
I remember
yeah,
seeing
the New Age
a
pop
post
category
about that.
And Best Song in the New Age Pop category. So I'm really
yeah.
excited about it. It's nice to be recognized.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was recent.
Yeah, that was just this month. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we got trophies.
So,
I let Vito keep the trophies, so you earned it. He worked so hard.
I think when listening to you and you're like, man, I found this, you know, pop star over in, you know, India, it's like, okay, back up a minute. How do you just simply find the pop star over in India to sing your song? Like, did you go over? Did you, you know, ask to meet him? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, this is like, you know, miracles happen. You just have
yeah.
to, when you're in your dharma, when you're following your purpose, God is supporting you all along the way. You know, God, Krishna, Allah, universe, energy, whatever you want to call it,
right.
That of which we are all flowing through supports
yeah.
us. So I kind of put it out there, like, I don't know who the big pop stars are in India. I had no idea. I didn't even have any names. So I just started asking, you know, the people I know in India, and, you know, who's big? Who's like Justin Timberlake, like super
right.
recognizable? Like, he in America, who is that in India? And they all said, Sonu Nigam, he's the best. And I'm like, okay, well, never heard of him. But then I started Googling him, and I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is. He's really good. And I started listening to his music online on YouTube, the music videos. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, and he does sing in English, too. Because a lot of Hindi singers don't sing in English, or they have a really
right.
thick accent or whatever. But Sonu was like, oh, he was on it. So then I'm like, okay, now I know who I want. How am I going to find him? And it was just a matter of keeping asking friends, do you know anybody who knows Sonu Nigam? And a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend said, I know somebody who worked with him once, so maybe he could put you in touch. So
wow.
I got in touch with that guy, and then he kind of vetted me, you know, on the phone. And he said, okay, well, I like the idea. Let me run it by Sonu. And I'll see what he says. And so he ran it by Sonu, and then he got back to me and he said, well, actually, Sonu is going to be in San Jose, which is just, it's like 6 hours away from me, so an
right.
hour-long plane ride, right?
Right.
He's going to be in San Jose on Thursday. This was like Wednesday morning, okay?
Oh, wow.
He said, can you be in San Jose on Friday morning before he leaves? And I'm like, yes. I just said yes, not knowing if I could or not. But I figured if I had to drive, I would drive. But I could get a flight. I could get a hotel. I'll make it happen. I said, yes, I'll do it. He goes, okay, so Friday morning, 9 o'clock, be at this hotel in the lobby waiting for him, and he'll meet with you, and you can run it by him, and it's totally up to him, you know. I said,
yeah.
okay. So I managed to get the flight. I just, like, ran up there. I did all the stuff. I was so excited and so nervous, and then I went down to the lobby, and I'm waiting, and finally this girl comes up to me, and she said, oh, you must be Lisa. Are you waiting for Sonu? I said, yeah, and she said, he'll be right with you, you know. So then he comes down, and he's just like this really genuine, warm guy. And you can tell he like just got out of the shower because he had like his hair wet. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm late. And he sat down, and he's like, okay, let's get right to it. I heard you have a song for me. Let's hear it. So I played him one of the songs just on my phone. And it was just a
uh-huh.
really rough cut, you know, because we didn't have all the songs written yet. This was just our idea. So I had a song. I played him the song. And he starts listening to it. He starts nodding his head. He starts tapping his foot. And he didn't even listen to the whole thing. He just, like, clicked it off, and he goes, okay, I'm in. I said, really? And he's like, yeah. And then he looks me in the eye, and he said, I'll tell you. You know, I had told him the whole story about it. Each chapter is a song, and it's the Bhagavad Gita. I told him the whole thing, you know. And he said, I'll tell you why I'm in. The music's good, but the reason I'm in is because this is your dharma, and I want to help you fulfill your dharma. This is a good thing you're doing for the world, and I want to be a part
wow.
of it.
Wow.
I was like, this is the happiest day of my life. You know? I was like, I feel so seen. So it was, like, really good, and I was just like, really, really? And he's like, yeah, and he's like, Here's my WhatsApp number. Just call me anytime. And, you know, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then it's
wow.
down. And they were going to tour Alcatraz Island or something. And she's like, oh, yeah, you can call me, too. And they were just so nice and so warm and so generous. And they're like, we'll work it out. So, yeah, it took a while because that was, like, in July or something of 19, and then I ended up, we didn't know if he was going to come here or I was going to go there, but I ended up going there in December of 19, and I went to Mumbai. My goddaughter was getting married in Delhi, so I arranged to stop over in Mumbai where he lives, and it was like Thanksgiving weekend, but they don't have Thanksgiving in India, you know, so it wasn't Thanksgiving for them, but it was Thanksgiving weekend, and I had my godson book he knows the music business and everything. He's been a songwriter and everything, too. So he was able to book a studio for us and the date, and he booked some musicians to come in, too, so we could record the music, like the instruments, like the Indian instruments. There's an instrument called a sarangi, which we don't even have in the U.S., and it's this beautiful instrument that's like this long neck, and you have to sit on the ground, and they actually play it like with their cuticles or something. It's like, but it's like, wah, wah, wah. I mean, it's like so cool, you know?
Wow.
So we got that. We had a flute guy come in, and so Sonu came, and he sang the song, and of course, he's a pro. Okay, he didn't practice beforehand or anything.
Right.
Like, I had sent him all the stuff and the lyrics, but he's, like, looking at it, I could tell he hadn't practiced or heard it at all, right? This was, like, he's coming in cold. But he sat right down next to me, and he goes, what do you think of these lyrics? I said, well, there's one lyric I kind of want to change, this line. Do you have any ideas? And he's like, yeah, I kind of think it should be changed, too. And so we're, like, brainstorming together.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really good. He was coming up with ideas. I came up with it. Luckily, I came up with an idea that he really liked. He's like, yeah, that's it. And I'm like, I felt so good about it, you know? And then he goes in the sound booth, you know, they have the sound booth, and he starts playing around with his voice, and I'm thinking, yeah, it's okay. And I said, you know, like that. And then at one point he was like, he nailed it. And I'm like, that's it, you know, because
wow.
He can do anything. He can sing like anybody. He can sing like Sinatra or Elvis or whatever. And he can sing anything, but he just did it so perfect. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's it. And he goes, okay, great. And then basically almost it was like one take. He just like sang the song to the tracks, and it was so beautiful. And then he goes, let's have lunch, and I'll come back and do it again. So we went and had lunch, and we come back and we play it back, and he's like, okay, I just want to redo this line, and we want to redo that line, da 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 da. And it was flawless. It was like, flawless.
Wow.
It was so much fun. I loved it.
Wow. Wow. I mean, pros are pros, right? I mean, they always make magic.
Exactly.
But even for it to come together
that was one of the highlights of my life, you know, going through that experience. And then even the engineer and my godson were there. And after Sonu left, they were all, like, so starstruck, you know. They were like, oh, my, because we got our picture with him. And I told him that my goddaughter's getting married, and would he sign this wedding card for her? And he was very humble. He's like, well, if you think it would mean something to her, I go, of course it would. We'll be delighted, you know. So
wow.
It was just fun. It was a great experience.
So for people listening, where can they access that album? Where can they access the song?
Yeah, it's called Song Divine, the Bhagavad Gita Rock Opera. And it's streaming everywhere. So it's on Spotify, it's on Apple, it's on Amazon, it's on SoundCloud, it's like on YouTube. On YouTube we actually have lyric videos. So you can see the lyrics, and you can the one video I made of Sonu's song, Sonu's not in it because it was the pandemic, but his voice is in it, you know. But I have this Indian dancer, and we did it on the beach in Malibu, and it's just so sweet. It's so sweet. But, yeah, you can find it on my YouTube channel. It's just Lisa Coffee, like my name, Lisa with two S's, Coffee, C-O-F-F-B-Y, and you can see it. There's a whole playlist where you can listen to them in order, and, yeah, it's good. So,
wow.
Yay.
Wow. I mean, that's just so exciting, and once in a lifetime. I mean, July to December is not much time.
Yeah, I mean, of course me, I'm so impatient, you know. But I've been learning that, you know, since there's no time and space in spirit, everything works out in exactly divine timing.
Yep.
What we think is timing. But it's already done in spirit. And that's why I think I get impatient, is I can already see it, you know.
Yep.
And it's like, where is it already? I see it. Where is it? I want it to manifest in front of me and be the thing. You know, that's what I'm kind of going through with my scripts right now, is I see the movie in my head, like, so perfectly. Where is it? Where is it? What's going to happen? But I just have to relax and allow, you know, the divine to take over and fill in the details and, you know, point me in the right direction and stuff. So it'll be ready when it's ready.
It really is about, you know, our time is not spirit's time. And things don't happen until it's spirit time. So
just,
you can't force it. It's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. But I mean, still, from an outsider looking in, having a very popular singer say, yeah, okay, I'll do this. And to not only have them fulfill that, right? Because a lot of times it will be, oh, gotten really busy, you know, let's look at next spring or whatever. Timetable went really fast.
Yeah, exactly.
My opinion.
And it lends so much credibility to our album. And, like, because here in the U.S., like, not many people have heard of the Bhagavad Gita, right?
Right.
But, you know, when I say, well, there's this Indian pop star, Sonu Nigam, on there, they're like, oh, really? Okay. And they listen up, you know. And in India, they all know about the Bhagavad Gita, but, you know, it's like no big deal to them there. But then they hear Sonu Nigam, and they're like, really? What? You know? So it's great. Sarah Tenson.
What a beautiful segment. I got to ask, are your children's songs still available?
Yeah, they are. They're on Spotify, too, under Bright Ideas. And they have the music videos for them still on YouTube. But the music videos we did on tape, you know, because that was back in the early 90s. So the quality isn't good. It's not digital. Someday I'll have to redo the music videos for those songs, because I look back at them. But to me, I don't want to take them down, because, like, my kids are in them and everything, and it's like family movies, you know?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do your kids ever watch it? I can't remember if you have grandchildren yet. I think you do.
I have one step-grandchild, and I have seven grandchildren in Australia.
Wow.
So, yeah, so they've all seen the videos and everything, too.
I was going to say, do they pick on their parents?
Yeah.
for seeing them when they were little?
So cute, you know, that is, oh my god,
I mean, I know you've done a lot, but that's huge, pulling this all together. So is there future music coming?
I think so. Actually, I have a new song coming out in April. I don't know if you've heard of the Hanuman Chalisa. It's a very famous chant in India, that it's like a ballad. It's 40 verses long, and it's like praising Hanuman, you know. Hanuman is the monkey god, the god that protects people, and he's a devotee of Ram. So it's very auspicious, as they say in India. So I translated it to English, and then we put it to music, and I have another pop singer, not Sonu, but another one, singing it in India right now. And as soon as we get it, we want to release it for Hanuman's birthday, which I think is April 15th. So hopefully we can get it done in time. Yeah.
Wow. Let's let people know where they can get that when we come back and continue on to other chapters in your life. So, folks, thank you so much for listening. You're listening to my guest, Lisa Coffey, who's an amazing woman. And we'll continue this conversation on the flip side.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure. From outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back with my awesome guest, Lisa Coffey. Wow, just so much going on with another song being released in April. So will they be able to find that on your YouTube channel on Lisa Coffey? Or where
yes,
will they find
and
that?
Also, yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, SoundCloud. There's a whole bunch of, like, music streaming services that I don't even know about, but we have this... service that posts it everywhere for us. So
that
works out great. I can't do all the technical details, so they just post it for us and it's up there. So whatever one you subscribe to, you can get it.
Wow. So let's go into next segment. I know that you had written an article on brain was it brain music?
Brain health. Because one of my jobs is as the spokesperson for the Better Sleep Council. So I study how people can get a good night's sleep, and then I tell them about it. So it's a pretty fun job, you know, because everybody needs a good night's sleep, including me.
Right.
I learn from it and benefit from the tips, too. So we did this article that looked at how sleep affects your brain health, including sleep's role in your memory and learning and all that kind of stuff. So it's very important.
So how do you, in making the connection, you know, obviously I work with color and tone, and I was fascinated with that article of just, you know, is there a type of music for people to listen to or a color that is more beneficial for going into REM sleep or deep sleep? I mean, talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, most people have heard of white noise, so they kind of know what white noise is, right? It's that, like, on the TV when it's giving you static or whatever, right? That's kind of the white noise. But scientists have found that there's such a thing as brown noise, pink noise, and green noise also. So brown, if you think of white noise as kind of in the middle and it's kind of sharp, staticky, it's hard to explain it's easier to hear, you know. And I have on my Instagram, I have the videos where we have those sounds in the background, so you get an example of what it's like. But white noise is kind of in the middle, and it's kind of very sharp, whereas brown noise is a little more deep, and it's not quite as sharp. It's more long sounds. So some people can respond to white noise better, and some people respond to brown noise better. And it's a very kind of individualized thing. Then pink noise is much more like rounded edges. It's much softer, and a little bit more high. Not high, but higher than white noise of tone. Hmm. So that it's a little, I would call it sweeter. It's still noise, you know. It's not distinguishable as anything, you know. You can't like hum it. It's not a tune. But that's kind of why it works for helping us sleep, is because when you're listening to music, especially songs, and especially songs where there's lyrics, your brain is following the tune. It's anticipating what's coming up next, right? And it's
right.
thinking along with the words, right? It's memorizing or whatever. So your mind is still active, very active. And what you want is for the mind to settle down so that you can focus on sleep. So the noise has no rhythm or beat or anything. It's just this background thing that actually kind of can turn off your brain, which is great. I mean, you're not all the way turned off, but you're turning off that active part that's keeping you awake.
Right.
So there's white, brown, pink, and then there's also green noise. And green noise isn't actually a noise. It's what they're calling the sounds of nature. So anything from the ocean, waterfalls, a babbling brook, birds in a rainforest, you know, the wind through the trees, all of those primordial sounds of nature, those are also, you know, unpredictable song. There's no melody in there that our brain can follow either. So the sounds of nature are really good for helping us to get to sleep too. And that's kind of what I prefer over some of these color noises. But it's just such an individual thing. It really is. Like, you know, sound baths are really popular right now, right? And I'm
totally.
Sure you've had one, a sound bath, right?
I have never had a sound bath.
Oh, my gosh. You have got to try this because you will love this.
Yeah.
They get these big crystal bowls, right? So you're... The people who are playing the sound bath are in the middle of the room, and then everybody else is like laying down with like your feet towards the instruments and your head towards the back of the room. And they're playing these instruments, which are like crystal bowls, and it just rings like that. And then the different bowls have different tones. So it's like ring, 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 you know, like, but they make it all like really beautiful. And then every once in a while, they have a bell or a gong or this or that.
Oh, wow.
And you just like bliss out. You totally bliss out. It's like crazy. And it's very relaxing. It's very soothing to the nervous system, the vagus nerve, all that, the science of it and everything. And some people actually fall asleep right there in the middle of the sound bath. But they call it a sound bath because the sound is like literally like washing over you. And you feel it resonate in your bones even, you know? It's so, so cool. But for me, I have tinnitus. So, you know, that ringing in your ears that's like constant. So when I get too close to the sound bath, it kind of makes my tinnitus worse, so I don't really like it that much. So when I do sound baths, I sit like way in the back of the room, so it's not so intense on me. But most of the people that love it, they want to be really up close because they want the actually feel the vibrations, you know.
Wow.
So, yes, sound is an interesting tool. And associating the sounds with the colors is really cool, too.
So when we come back, let's kind of follow up with that in terms of how we slow our brains down when we're not sleeping. Maybe we know or don't know that, but let's talk about that a little bit when we get back. Folks, you're listening to us on Healthy Life Network, and it's Patty Conklin Show, Making Sense, and today's guest is Lisa Coffey. We'll see you in just a minute.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit PattyConklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's PattyConklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit PattyConklin.com, scroll down to Remote Healing, and book your appointment now. That's Remote Healing at PattyConklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at PattyConklin.com. You'll be glad you did. PattyConklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back, everyone. I am having a blast, and I'm sure you are as well. Just loving this wealth of information that Lisa is giving us, and thoughts and ideas. And Lisa, let's talk a little bit about Ayurveda and how that works in our personal life and how it works in your music. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, Ayurveda is the science of life from India, and it's the world's oldest form of medicine. So it originated in India, and then it kind of went to Greece, where it became allopathic or homeopathic, whatever, you know. And now it turned into from Greek medicine, it turned into allopathic medicine, which is our Western medicine that is practiced so much today. And as Western medicine is fantastic for lots of different kind of things, sometimes we really need to keep ourselves healthy instead of just get sick and get rid of the sickness. You know, if you don't get sick in the first place, you're better off. And
right.
That's what Ayurveda teaches us. It teaches us how to stay in balance so that we are always our healthiest and happiest. So there's a lot of ways we can do that. So Ayurveda says that there are three pillars of health. There's food, and there's activity, and there's sleep. So those are the three pillars of health. So food we know about as what we eat, right? But it's not just what we eat with our mouths. It's what we eat with our eyes. What are we looking at? What is the media that we're watching? What are we reading, right?
Hmm.
All that kind of stuff. What are we smelling? We want to smell good smells. We don't want to smell bad smells. We would rather be in a flower garden than in a sewer, right?
Right, right.
And, yeah, and so it's like we want a healthy life through all of our senses, because that's the difference between our spirit and our body. Our body has the five senses, and that's what it allows us to experience life on this earth. Our spirit doesn't have those five senses, and that's what we access when we go into meditation, and we are beyond the five senses. But meanwhile, most of our day, is spent with our five senses. We're always, on the computer or talking to people or eating something or whatever. Our five senses are engaged. So they're just saying in Ayurveda, be healthy, be in balance, eat good, wholesome foods. And by that, they mean fresh foods, not processed foods. So anything that's in a can or a box, or a fast food restaurant.
Right.
Those are processed foods. But you can get, you can cook yourself at home very simply, and you don't even have to leave the produce department. You know what I mean? It's nice, and you cook it with olive oil or sesame oil or coconut oil, almond oil, one of the good oils that's good for you. And,
right.
Spices, in India, they always cook with good spices because there's different spices for different seasons, and they help activate your internal organs and things like that. Food is medicine. It really is. So, think of it that way, too. And if you're trying to decide what to watch TV-wise at night, rather than watch a horror film or the nightly news, which is pretty much a horror film anyway, it's worse than a horror film, watch something that is going to lift your spirit, right? Something that's going to help you learn and grow and be a better person. That's all they're saying. So, and
wow.
Then sleep, obviously, we spend a third of our life sleeping. And sleep is important in Ayurveda because between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., that is the time that our body regenerates all its cells and the atoms and the organs and everything. Because, medically, individually, our organs renew themselves by sloughing off the old and bringing in the new and sloughing off the old and bringing in the new. And that's how we stay alive. So during those hours of the night, that's when that process in our body happens. So it's important for us to be in bed at 10 o'clock so that we're making best use of those hours, right?
Right, right.
And then from 2 a.m. until 6 a.m., that's when our brain processes everything, and that's when our brain renews itself. That's when we get really creative, and we problem solve from things that we didn't figure out during the day. If we've got some kind of an issue or a problem or a puzzle or whatever that we have to figure out, this is when our brain actually can sort through all the data, and we wake up and we go, oh, I get it. I understand. It's like you're rebooting the computer, and you don't have a short circuit anymore. Now everything's just operating fine. So we should go to bed at 10 p.m. ideally, and get up at 6 a.m. ideally. And then when we get up at 6 a.m., meditate, before we eat, before we, go to our computer. I know so many people that they don't even get out of bed. They don't even put their feet on the floor. They grab their phone and they start scrolling, before they're even out of bed. And this is not a healthy habit. It's not good for our brain. It's not good for our body. So just get up, do your hygiene, do your meditation, go for a walk, you know, then later on get to your computer, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
And then activity means everything. I mean, everything else besides food and sleep. So our relationships, our job, our dharma, the work we do, the service we do, you know, the exercise we do, everything where we're moving our body, where we're taking action. And all of this is in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is really a guide to life. I mean, when I found this book, I was like, where has this been all my life? This answers every question I ever had about life and death and how it works, everything in between and everything after. It's like it answers all these questions.
Wow.
So Ayurveda is in there. Krishna tells Arjuna on the battlefield, the good foods he should eat. What's the difference between the good foods, the bad foods, and the dead foods? So it's the same thing. And he has a whole chapter on meditation and how to meditate and why it's good for you and how you need this time. And it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Will, I want to hear about that when we come back, because meditation is important, taking time for yourself. I'd love to see how that's incorporated. So, folks, we'll see you on the flip side and continue this awesome conversation.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit pattyconklin.com and click on services. That's pattyconklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being a part of today's show, Patty Conklin's show, Making Sense. And today, my guest, Lisa Coffey, we're just talking about wonderful things. If you're just joining us now, please go back and listen from the beginning, because Lisa imparts so much information, but kind of touching on meditation right now and the importance of it. So, Lisa, continue on.
So, in the Bhagavad Gita, there's chapter 6, and it's all about meditation. So, you can listen to the song, which is really cool because it's kind of haunting. And in the music video, we have all you see is like that smoke from the incense on a black background. And it's like, uh-huh. Oh, cool. It's like hypnotic, you know, when you watch it. But Krishna is talking to Arjuna. So Krishna is God incarnate. He's kind of like Jesus, right? He's a man, but he's a God at the same time.
Yeah.
And Arjuna represents, like, each one of us. And Arjuna is confused, and he's doubtful, and he just doesn't know what to do. And so he's always asking Krishna questions. And, you know, it's very urgent, because there's a battle going on here. You know, it's like, well,
right.
We don't have time to sit around and chat. You know, this battle is going to start. We got to, you know, we got things to do. But it's not a long book. It's a short book, but it covers so much stuff. So in the chapter on meditation, Krishna says to Arjuna, you are your own hero. You are your own best friend. You're also your enemy. Your will is hard to bend. You know, he's saying that you get in your own way, dude. You know,
right.
You know
right.
The right thing to do, but you don't do it. So, you know, we got to look at that. He says, conquer the stubborn will, and your life will be sublime. Your heart filled with satisfaction, even during the toughest times.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate on the self. Just sit there and be quiet.
Yeah.
This is yoga, union with the divine. That's the highest. So he's saying that's how easy it is. Just sit there and be quiet. There's no real rules for meditation. It's just sit there
right.
and be quiet. Yeah, he says, sit and hold the body still.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the eternal one. Then you'll find the peace within and know that we are one.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that beautiful? I mean,
it's so beautiful.
I know so many people say, I don't know how to meditate. And it's like, you really do. You just
right.
are expecting it to be something different than what it is, right? People expect
yeah.
to sit there and have no thoughts. Well, that's not possible to have no thoughts.
Right.
We're in a
right.
human body. Or they expect some magic to come over them and they're in like a trance-like state. But it doesn't work like that. We're just human beings. The idea is just to sit and hold the body still. Just sit still. Close your eyes. You know, think
yeah.
of thoughts. Think of God. Think of a flower. Think of your grandmother. Think of whatever it is to hold your mind steady. You know, some people have a mantra. They might say Om, or they might say Shalom, or they might say Allah, because those, what do you call them, syllables,
mm-hmm.
those syllables have divine quality in them, right?
Yeah.
So any name of God that you can think of, just think of that name and resonate it in your mind. And what
is there like a time frame that we should be meditating in? I mean, well, that's a double question, I guess. Is there a time of day that's better for meditation, and is there a length of time that's better for meditation?
Sure. The best times of day, and this is based on the energy of the planet and the earth and what's happening to us, sunrise and sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to say just before breakfast and just before dinner. Because if
yeah.
you do it after, then your body's busy digesting, you know, and then you're not really holding the body still because your stomach and there's stuff going on in your body. You don't want to meditate after you've exercised, because your body is busy calming down after exercise.
Right.
Right after you get up from sleep is great, because your body's already so calm, right?
Yeah.
And your mind is awake, which is great, because you don't want to fall asleep while you're meditating, because the idea of meditating is to wake up, to be
right.
enlightened, to get enlightened, right? So
right.
you want to be awake. So dawn is great, dusk is great, and then the third best time is noontime. If you can't manage the other two times, do noontime. Ideally, you want two times a day, kind of sandwich your day. And it really doesn't matter how long, because you can get benefits even from 2 minutes of meditation. So
wow.
nobody can say, I don't have time to meditate, because if you just do it for 2 minutes, you'll see some benefits.
Wow.
And I think the max you should do at max is an hour in the morning, an hour at night. I wouldn't do more than that because otherwise you're going to be too spacey. You're going to be too much in that space and
right.
not being able to do your job as effectively. Now, when
right.
we're on meditation retreats and things like that, we could meditate all day.
Right,
but
right.
it's a whole different, you know, situation because you don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to answer emails. You don't have to do anything but just chill.
Be.
And,
Yeah, just be. Wow.
So that's a different thing. But when you're at home, you know, maybe just start with 2 minutes if it's new to you. Work up to 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. If you get between 20 minutes and 30 minutes a day in the morning and 20 minutes to 30 minutes at night in the evening, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're doing great. So that I think is excellent. I do 20 to 30, sometimes only 20, but sometimes 30 to 40, you know,
yeah.
when I'm like feeling it and I don't have a pressing day that I've got something to run to, you know. But it's just the difference it makes in your life is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you don't
totally.
Know it until you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that, you know, my practice in the morning, and it doesn't matter, you know, when I used to travel so much, it didn't matter if I was leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning. I always woke up in time because I love my coffee or hot tea. It really doesn't matter. I just want something hot. And I will just sit and look at the water or look at the trees and just watch them. And get mesmerized by them and take that half hour of just, I'm a morning person. I love getting up with the sun, even when I'm not traveling, and just get up with the sun and just watch how amazing it is. And I don't necessarily think about anything. Observe.
Yeah.
So it's so important. So Lisa, let's wrap up real quick. How can people get in touch with you or look at your newsletter or follow you on Instagram? What do they do?
Yeah, if you go to my website, coffeetalk.com, coffeetalk.com. I've got links on there for everything because I'm on Insta, I'm on Facebook, I'm all over the place, and YouTube, but the links are all on there, so you can find
beautiful.
You can sign up for my free newsletter. I've got free articles and everything you can read. There's links. The whole
beautiful
whole thing.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming on
you.
And being a part
very
of today.
Much.
I love you very much, and
I love you.
I hope I see you soon. So,
yes.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us here on the Patty Conklin Show, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Patty Conklin Show on HealthyLife.net Radio. To listen to it again or share it with a friend, visit HealthyLife.net podcast on demand link on our homepage and click on Patty Conklin.